My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where each week I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Richard Cole, welcome to Entree Architect Podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here. I'm excited.
It's great to have you here. This is an episode that I hope will become a resource for our community. Often the topic of the EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System, comes up. I don't know if it was, and maybe you can tell me, was it introduced in Gino Wickman's book, Traction, or was it done before that and Traction came after the system?
The system was built, and I think it's distilled in Traction. So that was, EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System, came out of, practical day-to-day interactions inside of organizations, Gino going to help. And yeah. I think once the system, when he really goes, okay, here are the commonalities for any organization, any size, let me put this in a book to make it easily accessible to the world.
But often people are introduced to it through the book Traction.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a book that we often recommend here at Entree Architect. Traction, it's called Get a Grip on Your Business is the subtitle. Gino Wickman is the author. And so we'll have a link to that book on the show notes as well. Richard, let me introduce you so people understand a little bit of your background.
Sure.
And then we'll jump into having a conversation. Over the last 20 years, Richard Cole has been on a path that helped him discover and define his professional mission, helping organizations be healthy so that their people can live better lives. The mission has been honed through launching and leading organizations in the nonprofit, hospitality, e-commerce, and logistics spaces. In his last company, he was introduced to the Entrepreneurial Operating System, EOS, and saw that it was by far the most effective model for building healthy organizations and therefore the most effective way to deliver on his mission. He now spends his professional time helping other companies implement EOS so that they can experience the joy of operating at their best. This is something that I'm sure, Richard, our listeners are nodding their head. Yes,
yeah,
finally,
yeah.
Finally, a system that's going to help us make sense of these things that we have called businesses. We are talking to thousands of small firm architects, many, many of them business owners. Architects are not taught business in business school. And so many of us are struggling, which is why Entree Architect exists, to help architects build better businesses. And so I'm really excited to have this conversation and understand a little bit more about EOS and how we might be able to apply it to our small firms. Before we jump into that conversation, I want to know more about you personally. I want to understand your origin story. So maybe if you can go back to where you discovered your passion for what you do today, and maybe who or what inspired you to move in that direction, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure. Yeah. And I like that you call it origin story. It's got that superhero vibe to it. I know
exactly.
I'm not one, but it makes me feel a little stronger.
We're all superheroes.
Yeah. Yeah. Deep down. So my story. So I grew up in a small business family. My mom and dad have run, we actually have a men's clothing store in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's been in the family for going on 40 years now. Really fun backstory of that. But there's just been this history, whether my mom and dad or even going back to grandparents, small business has just been really an anchor in my family. And so I naturally wanted to do anything but that.
I saw the benefits as well as the struggles.
I thought I'd break the mold, but more and more as I got older through college, I just realized, man, I am so drawn to this. I say the entrepreneurial world, and really, I think what I mean by that is small businesses looking to be their best. I had no giant startup ambition, but I wanted to build great companies. Didn't really know specifically, so I went through business school, have my marketing degree. So I have this business background. But I spent my first, 5-6 years of my career in the nonprofit space. So I was helping launch and lead local chapters of a pretty small nonprofit, working with kids, helping them navigate life. Loved that time, but knew that was kind of directionally going towards this business world. Didn't know exactly what. But then over the course of, you know, say that's my first 5 years of my career, the next 15 were kind of, as you mentioned in the bio, launching and leading these organizations. And so, you know, worked with some buddies to start the original idea was a fund that would buy distressed properties. And it turned into a construction and polished concrete company. Pretty big shift there, but no noble ideas. And then you get down to the brass tacks of execution. So lived in construction. My brother-in-law and I started a coffee and beer shop here in Northwest Arkansas. Still going strong. You know, started again that idea of businesses shifting, which, you know, I think in the architecture world, I don't imagine you hang a shingle for architecture and next thing you know, you're an insurance salesman. But there are just shifts in the business that I got to experience throughout. So, you know, real estate play turning to construction, e-commerce, which turned into logistics. We tried to start basically a dot-com retail play that turned into a shipping company. You know, we helped other people running their dot-com. And then in my last company, and this really gets to where I really started to understand, okay, this is what I think I'm on earth for. Previous companies that I've started, I kind of had this idea of, okay, the best way to build great companies, and I don't love the arrogance of this, but it was running through my head, is my presence there. Not that companies need me to be great, right, but the only scalable way is for me to start something new, do my best to get like my way of thinking into it, then go start something else. And so I put that theory to the test in leaving a company I founded to go help operate a company that I wasn't a founder of, but got tasked with kind of reshaping the culture. And about 6 months in, I realized, oh, I don't have what it takes to reshape this. Like I cannot inject that, what I thought worked, into this place to get it where it needs to be. And at about that time, and this will sound a little dramatic, but I think the owner CEO and I were going, I don't know if this will work if we don't make drastic changes. Our team is going to leave us. And at that time, we were introduced to EOS by a great friend of mine in Northwest Arkansas, a guy named Dusty Pruitt, who's an EOS implementer like me. Dusty led us through the EOS process, and it was just absolutely transformational. And so that's, as I look back now, and I think I knew all along, like my heart was, and I want people to have great lives, period. I think business is a great environment, really healthy operating companies, whether you're on your own running your own business, tons of headaches there, whether you've got 1,000 people, tons of headaches there, but though they're happening at different scales, the issues we face are really comparable, no matter the size, no matter the scope, you know, and really no matter the industry you're in. And so as we put EOS in play inside of my last company, I just go, oh, this is it for me. This is the best way to do it. I want to go do this over and over again. Because if I can help 150 companies over my lifetime versus the 4 I can practically start, and that's a way better way. So, you know, and I've seen it time and time again, that theory's proven true. These companies we go put EOS in play in, it just falls into place. And we're careful when we talk about EOS. You know, there's 450 EOS implementers around the world. We're really careful to say it's not a silver bullet. Just doing EOS doesn't solve everything, but it gives you this incredible framework to go process the things you're working through in a really healthy, effective way over and over and over again. And it does, it transforms companies. So that's how I got here.
Yeah. It is. I could see why you would want to focus on that and dedicate your life to that. Because when a business is running healthy, right, that it's thriving, the people who are part of that system also thrive. They become happier and less stressed, and their lives become better, and you know everything around them works better. And when it's not healthy, it's the complete opposite. It's stressful and upsetting, and your personal life falls apart, and your family suffers from it. the employees in your firm suffer from it. And so to dedicate yourself to helping organizations be healthy so that they can thrive really is a noble cause. And so I applaud you for that, for dedicating your life to that. It is similar for me. I recognize in what you're sharing, I have similar reasons for doing what I do. Sure. You talked about purpose. It is purpose driven for me.
Yeah.
That I have found my purpose. This is what I'm here for, and I truly believe that. And so let's get into that. Not into that, because we can go into we could probably do that in another podcast
round two,
I'd love to do because I love talking about that too. But I want to focus on EOS. So maybe at a very high level, what is EOS?
Yeah, great question. So EOS is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. It's a comprehensive set of proven, practical, simple tools that drive three things over and over again. And those three are vision, traction, and healthy. So when we say vision, when I say vision, what I mean is, you know exactly where you're going and how you're going to get there. It's that simple. Traction is operating with the tools, the systems, the mindset, the discipline to really consistently deliver towards that vision. Again, whether it's one person, 5, 10 in your organization, everyone is operating the same way with that vision in front of them. I like to say traction and operational excellence are really interchangeable words. And then finally, healthy, again, whether team or individual, operating your business in a way that is healthy. So, most of my work is with leadership teams. And so getting those teams really operating on the same page, and as vision, traction, and health kind of inject themselves and take root in a leadership team, it trickles down in the organization. But I really would say, the principles and I'll kind of explain that. That's the elevator pitch. I'll explain a little more deeply the driving premise of EOS, and I think the sole practitioners will really go, oh yeah, got it. But in a team environment, start with the leadership team, get them really healthy, and then it goes down into the organization. So EOS again, it was. I kind of mentioned this in talking about traction. It's rooted in one, Gino Wickman, the EOS founder, the guy who really built the system. It's rooted in his experience inside of his own entrepreneurial endeavors, and then working with lots and lots of companies, seeing those commonalities and the discovery inside of what all businesses face is what we call the EOS model. And the EOS model is simply this. Every organization operates with six key components. And to the degree you can strengthen those six key components, you'll operate successfully and healthily. And so those six, and I know I'll rattle these off and I think they'll resonate. I really would encourage you to go to EOSworldwide.com to go see the model in play, but even just hearing them, I think is a great starting point. So the six are vision. So again, like I said, you know where you're going, you know how you're gonna get there. Included in that are things like your core values, your purpose, and then down to the brass tacks of what do we need to accomplish this year, these 90 days, that lives in that vision component. People, again, individual or a team, you got to have the right people in the right seats. You got to have the right people to go deliver against that vision. It's data. So we're paying attention to the right numbers that help tell us if we're on track, that reveal trends in the organization. And it could be anything. I want to really lean towards that really small firm here, because I know that's a big chunk of your listenership. It's things you're measuring like customer satisfaction or, the average time it's been, your hours spent on architecting a house or just making sure the things that matter most that drive the health and success of your business are tracked on a weekly basis. So that's data. Moving from operating off your gut to really paying attention to the right figures. So if you get those three, vision, people, data, you start to see more deeply into the organization, which points to the fourth one, and that's issues. What are the roadblocks and opportunities that you have to really intentionally tackle? So getting great at solving the issues in front of you. And I always, whenever I say issues, people naturally cognitively, you go issue bad. And I would say issue good or bad. If we don't attack this, we're going to miss an opportunity. If we don't attack this on the negative sense, it's going to be bad for the business. Fifth one is process. What do we need to do over and over and over again with consistency to either scale the organization or deliver with excellence to our clients, creating just that, basically not reinventing the wheel every time. What's the stuff we can just, we know we're going to do this every week. Let's do it the same way with excellence every week. And then the last is traction. Traction, simply the rubber meeting the road. You've no doubt heard the quote, vision without traction is hallucination. So we've got vision at the top. We're going this way, traction at the bottom. We're actually going that way. And it's just putting the tools in place to go march your organization, your team, your work forward.
Let's take a quick break to say thank you to our sponsors for their support of this episode. This episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. There's a lot to love about being an entrepreneur architect, right? But trying to figure out our financials on our own is not one of those things. Luckily, we have FreshBooks, the all-in-one accounting solution that's built for business owners like us. FreshBooks takes all the not-so-fun parts of running a business, from building and tracking invoices, to managing online payments, to organizing expenses, and automates them with features like the digital bills and a receipt scanner, saving you up to 11 hours a week in the process. It's also super easy to get up and running, and the award-winning FreshBooks support team, they are always available to answer any questions along the way. Compare that to some of the other financial management tools out there. Try FreshBooks for free for 30 days, no credit card required. Go to freshbooks.com/architect to get started today. That's freshbooks.com/architect. So what will you do with 11 more hours each week? This episode is brought to you by RCAT.com. We all have that one story, that one project that had such a unique situation that it required a solution that you had rarely considered before. We share these stories in private professional circles with our friends and our colleagues, but there has never been a collection of these stories of conflict and triumph all in one place until now. Detailed is a podcast series that features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who share their insights and expertise as they highlight some of the most complex, interesting, and oddball building conditions that they have ever encountered, and the ingenuity it took to solve them. Join host Charisse Lakeside, aka CSI Kraken, a senior specifications writer at RDH Building Science, as she uncovers lessons learned to help you navigate similar challenges that may arise in your next project. Detailed, an original podcast by RCAT. Listen and subscribe right now at rcat.com/podcast. That's rcat.com/podcast. RCAT.com/podcast. Detailed. Every building has a story. Please visit our sponsors today and thank them. Thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. Maybe in order to help listeners understand it a little bit better. So the six are vision, people, data, issues, process, and traction. Could you maybe share a story maybe of one of the companies that you've worked with, or maybe the company that you turned around when introducing the EOS, and maybe take us through that process and share like how each one of those steps affected the company?
I'll kind of talk, and hopefully that stuff will fall in. So I'll talk about my previous company, again, where we really were just at this inflection point of, and I'll be honest, like financially sound, secure, the business was doing well, but you could just feel the earth shaking under our feet. Like you just knew we couldn't either go at that pace. We were working our people too hard. And just the culture was just not healthy. You know, when I go back to my my mission. We weren't a healthy company, and so our people weren't healthy. So the way the EOS process works, if you're working with a guy like me, you do it this way. If you're working on your own, really the best way is to get the book Traction, to read through that, get the principles ingrained. I mean, the book really walks you through how practically these play out. But I would say at my previous company, take those six key components, and we have a somewhat scientific but subjective measurement system where we're going 0% strength in those six key components. So take vision, you know, you're 0 to 100. 100 is, you know, exactly where you're going. It's documented. You've answered what we call the 8 questions, and then your whole team shares that vision. That's 100% strong. And so the work we do in EOS is to move you from wherever you are to 100% strength. So just thinking about that company at the time we started EOS, I would say we were a 30 on vision in that, okay, we know we do this. We live in the e-commerce space. But what are we all about as a company? What are our core values? Are the values that you'd read on our website actually the values we're looking at? Are we consistently measuring our people for those? And I think, again, for your audience, you know, from a vision standpoint, where do we want to be in 10 years? Okay, let's reverse engineer from there to 3 years, 1 year, 90 days. We don't need to build this crazy giant strategic plan, but EOS would prescribe, it's a tool we call the VTO, the Vision Traction Organizer. Again, I'm gonna throw so many acronyms out, I apologize, but then again, go to the EOS website and you can see all these there and you can access those tools for free. But I know at that company, and our vision was not clear. Like if you ask employee one or employee three, hey, which way are we going? You would get totally different answers. They'd be in the same ballpark, but not exact. And so, you know, EOS, when you hire an implementer, we're going to spend our first day teaching the basic tools. We spend full day sessions together, the foundational tools. And then our next 2 days are crafting that vision. So basically we got through 60 days of time of putting these tools in play and then building our vision. And all of a sudden our leadership team is going, oh, that's exactly where we're going. That's what we're all about. And so you take that from vision. So let's just say we move from 30 to 50 there in that strength. The next thing we're able to do really naturally is people. Okay, we know what our core values are. And so we're going to hire, fire, reward, and recognize against those core values. And all of a sudden, we could look at our team and go, man, they're an awesome fit. Oh, I don't know if they're such a great fit. And we just had this framework where we're not living from our gut all the time. We're really measuring, hey, this is who we want to be, and we need to align everything against it. And so at the risk of going really long, you can see a similar process happening in all of those components. And it was not overnight, it was not magic, but you know, we're coming up on 3 years, 4 years since we put EOS in play at this company. And it went from, you know, 12 people in a somewhat messy environment, not directionally clear, definitely not healthy, doing okay on traction, if we look at vision, traction, health, to 50 people and just ripping down the road towards that vision. And so what EOS does, whether you just do it yourself, and you absolutely can do it yourself, that's a pathway for it. By taking the principles of traction play, it's just going to create absolute clarity for you as a leader. And I would say, you know, we start with the owner, and I just love the question, hey, where do you want to go? And then let's work back from there. What problems are you facing? You work back from there. Every issue you're facing fits in one of those six components. And to the degree that you put attention to those, they will improve. And so inside of each component are tools, specific tools. And if you're sitting around in your office and you're going, man, I'm weak in process. Okay. Have you identified your core processes, documented them simply, and put, you know, measurements in place to make sure you're following those? So across each section of our model, those six key components, there's really specific, simple tools that you go put in play. So really long answer. I think I kind of answered
yeah,
what you're
no,
asking.
It makes it, it does help clarify. So and it also makes it clear on why vision is so important, right? You start with vision. That's something that I talk about a lot, and a lot of architects are like, yeah, I understand my vision, but I don't, you know, I don't really need that to build my firm, right? But you do, right? You need to understand where you want to go and how you're going to get there. If you don't have that, none of the rest of it works. You have to start with the vision. And so I can understand how it sort of works its way down that list. So if you have that big vision, and then you start looking at your people and see, are those people aligned with that vision? Can they be aligned? If they're not, can they be aligned to that vision? And if they're not, then they're probably not the right people for your firm. You should probably let them go because they'll also thrive in a place that's has a different vision. Yeah. And then the next step of data, once you have your people aligned with your vision, you start collecting the data so you can start seeing what's actually happening in your firm. So whether it's good or bad, you analyze that and say, okay, now I see why this is working and why this is not working, because you're collecting that data and tracking the metrics. And then you can apply that to your issues, right? You have problems, you have things that are working. Now you have a reason why, because you've collected that data, you understand why that issue is happening now. So you have a way to fix it. Next step, process. Okay, so you have the data, it's telling you why those issues are happening. Now you can apply a process to fix that issue or encourage that issue to grow, whether it's a good issue or a bad issue. You can apply the process to fix it. And then once you have all that in place, you hit the traction and you start rolling. And then is there a cycle? Do you go back to the top at any point?
Yeah, and that's, I want to make sure there's clarity there. So it's really not a linear process, as in create vision, then solve people. It's a circular process in that they're all being strengthened together throughout the process. So EOS really is designed where we start with these foundational tools. So if you and I had a session together one day, you know, our first session, we call it the focus day. I'd teach some leadership principles around an idea of hitting the ceiling. Just, hey, organizations get stuck as they try to grow. And what are the five leadership abilities that you can break through the ceiling every time? But then we put in play the accountability chart, which is the structure for your organization. So you're talking people right there, right off the bat, before we do vision. Then we set rocks. Rocks are our quarterly goals. So 90 day, what's the most important thing to happen in these 90 days? Well, that's traction. Then I teach you our meeting model, our weekly meeting model that really supercharges business. It's a model called the L10. That's also in traction. So every week we're marching forward. Then we build your scorecard. So that's data. So, you know, in our first session, you're touching very intentionally people, traction, vision, and then you're going to put that in play. And you know, in our next session, then we go real deep on vision, but they're all, what's beautiful is you don't have to cycle, because when you're operating on EOS, they're all being strengthened together. Now you might go really fast. Oh, we're 100 on vision. We're an 80 on vision, while process lags at a 30 for a year. And that's okay, but we just don't let you get stuck there. So, to the idea of a cycle, it's really in a constant cycle, and then having the tool to address where weakness lies every time.
It sounds like there's also in the process that you just described that there's probably some relatively quick results that you see. You do that assessment work, you make some changes, you see something good happen, which makes you want to do more of that stuff.
Exactly. And in my experience, each session we have, and again, I want to be really careful. Like, I operate in session days with my clients. You know, we operate on that model. But, you know, I read traction in business 3 and kind of quietly put some stuff in place, and was just as an individual trying to implement. And I saw fruit there too. But, you know, there's so many light bulb moments when you build your structure for the first time. And inside of that structuring, I think this is a great thing to hold on to if you're listening. You know, it's not just, you know, what seat does someone sit in? Okay, so I'm the head architect, I'm the CEO, whatever. It's what are the core responsibilities the five things that if I deliver on these, man, I'm nailing my role. And so we prescribe a very intentional structuring model where structure first. So what's the right structure? What do we need for the next 6 to 12 months to go where we're going before we even put people in those seats? Because you want, again, right people, right seats at all times. Well, what are the seats we need? Then we figure out the person to go in there. So, I don't even know how exactly I got on there, but just that principle that all these tools are in play, strengthening your business the whole time.
So it sounds like it works for sole practitioners, works for larger firms. If a sole practitioner wanted to get started, would you recommend starting with the book?
I really would. I think, you know, as I look back on my career, I had a business degree, but the practicalities of day in, day out, managing and executing a business really well, that's not what I was taught. Traction is the most practical way to go, here's a model for running my business. You know, one of my clients, it's actually my dad, I guess I can say that, it's okay.
That's
good. In their company, they're a 40-year-old company, been operating and trying to be their best for 40 years. We got a few months into the EOS process. And I think this was when he read Traction. He just goes, well, yeah, I've known all that this whole time. Everything in there was common sense. I just didn't know how to put it in play in a comprehensive way. And so, if you're an architect, it's just you and your firm, I would read Traction as fast as I could just to get those simple dynamic pieces in play that really will change your business. Or if you're a two-person firm, a three-person firm, and, you know, as you're growing and working with people, it's an unbelievable first step. And it's unlike other business books to me because it is just immediate action can follow. It's not theoretical. It's just practical, proven, you know, Traction will work in 500 years, no matter, you know, where you're working on Mars or on Earth. And it would have worked 1,000 years ago because it's just the stuff that consistently has to be done well.
What does your typical client look like?
You know, most often, and again, this is the bullseye, and I've had derivatives of this, but 10 to 250 people in the organization, privately owned, entrepreneurial. And when I say entrepreneurial, what I mean by that is they are willing to do what it takes to be their best. It doesn't mean they're a startup. It's just that, hey, the status quo drives us crazy. They're probably a little frustrated with how things are going right now. And they're just committed to being their best. You know, I've had a 5-person team, works really well. I don't have anyone beyond that 250 person threshold, but we work with 1,000 people plus organizations, billion-dollar organizations, and the principles just work.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how do they get, in touch with you? So, your website, eosworldwide.com/Richard-Cole is the website.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to reach out to you directly. Also, you had talked about earlier about resources. So in addition to the book, architects can get some free resources?
Absolutely. So on my website, there's a resource tab there, and it's the tools inside the EOS toolbox, and there's great descriptions of those. You know, I really would. I'd start with Traction. It is just a fantastic read. I think anyone who owns their own company should read it, whether they use the principles exactly or not, though I hope they would. It's going to just challenge their thinking on how they operate the business. My website, great place to see more detail on how EOS actually plays out. You can see the visual of the model. You can see how the process works if you work with me. But at the same time, you know, we're all about help first. So my website is really a treasure trove of materials for operating business. Whether you ever, I know you're ever there or not, I don't care. I want you to have a healthy company so your people are healthy, so you as an individual are healthy. So great place to start is the book. or the website, either way, but I really would recommend reading or listening to Traction and then just looking at those tools. There's stuff that will help you. There's no doubt in my mind.
Great. We'll have links to all of that on the show notes, the book, the website, everything will be there. Just go to the episode for this, the show notes for this episode, and they'll all be waiting for you there. Richard, before we wrap things up, I want to ask you, what is one thing that a small firm architect can do today to build a better business for tomorrow?
Yeah. You know, I've been chewing on this, and what I've come to is I would encourage you to ask yourself the question, what do I want from my business? Simply that, really chew on that question. And once you have that answer clarified, engineer your business and your operations against that. So I would take time today, tomorrow, go sit at a coffee shop for an hour. What do I want for my business? And just let the pen flow and see what comes out and make sure the work you're doing is aligning you towards that.
It's a great, great first step. Great advice. Richard Cole is his name. Again, the website, eosworldwide.com/Richard-Cole. Free resources. You can connect with Richard there if you want to take it to the next step there. Richard, thank you for dedicating yourself to this. Thank you for helping businesses be more healthy. When businesses are more healthy, people are happier. And our world needs a lot more happy people. So I appreciate you for doing the work that you do. And I appreciate you for coming by here and sharing your knowledge on EOS at the Entree Architect Podcast.
Well, I'm honored and I'm grateful. And I hope this really benefits architects and anyone in your environment who's listening to you. I really believe it can make a difference, Mark. You're doing great work just to hear the alignment of our vision. So I'm truly honored to be here.
I wanted to just jump in here before we wrap things up. If this episode resonated with you, if this is something that you're interested in with this EOS system and going through your architecture firm and doing some analysis work, some vision, looking at your people, data, at the Entree Architect annual meeting in November, we have a 90-minute business strategy session that's going to be based on the EOS. And so you should join us. You should go to entrearchitect.com/annual meeting, check out all the information about our conference for small firm architects. It's November 1st through November 3rd in Austin, Texas. And we're going to do some EOS work. So join us at the Entree Architect annual meeting. If you liked this episode of Entree Architect Podcast, please share a rating, write a review, go write a review. I would love to know what you think of this podcast, and it helps other architects find us. So go do 5-star rating if you like it. Share, write a review. I'd love it. And share a link to this episode with a friend, because that's how we've grown. That's how Entree Architect has grown to serve thousands of architects throughout the world, just like you. Thank you to our sponsors, RCAT and FreshBooks, for their support of this episode. I ask you to support them because they support us. And if they're supporting us, they're supporting you. So go support them. Got it? Go support our sponsors. Links to our sponsors. So you can click on those links and go right to them. Links to our sponsors and all the resources we shared today are available at the show notes for this episode at entrearchitect.com/podcast. All the shows are there. entrearchitect.com/podcast. Entree Architect is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. Gable Media is curated thought leadership for an audience dedicated to building a better world. Listen and subscribe to all the shows. I think there are 11 of them there now. Go there, gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. And I hope you're going to join us in Austin, November 1st through November 3rd, 2022. Those are the dates for the Entree Architect Community Annual Meeting, our first ever live and in-person conference for you, the small firm architect community. Visit entrearchitect.com/annual meeting right now to learn more. That's entrearchitect.com/annual meeting, and I will see you in Austin in November. Don't miss this. This is going to be great. entrearchitect.com/annual meeting. It's a conference for you, small firm architects. Thank you for listening today to this episode of Entree Architect Podcast. Love, learn, and share what you know.